Shalom, I'm Billy Brim, my daughter Shelley.
Shalom.
And we're here with the Voice of One Witness. Now, we're talking about signs of the times. We're talking about God's Word being fulfilled.
Yes.
How can we know of a sign? Well, we have to look in the Word and see if it tells us something's going to happen, and then it happens. So, but the crux of the matter is the Word of God. God's very claim to being the Most High, and His name, when you see it translated, the Most High, it's Elyon. And His very claim to being Elyon, the Most High, is the infallibility of His Word. God speaks, and it comes to pass. It must. Satan, the adversary of God, knows that if he can stop the Word of God from coming to pass, he can beat God. His attacks are always against the Word of God. Remember in the garden? What did he say to Eve? And by the way you pronounce her name in the Bible is Chaya. Isn't that pretty?
Mm-hmm.
Chaya. So what did he say to Chaya, Shelley?
Well, her name wasn't Eve then yet.
No, but what did he say? We know her as.
Yeah.
We can't have time to go into all that.
All right, forget it. So he said unto the woman, he said, Hath God said?
Hath God said? What did he attack?
He attacked the Word.
He wanted to put into her mind doubt of the Word of God.
You're right.
Doubt of the Word of God.
And that's been from the very beginning. And even with Jesus, you know, same thing with him.
Yep.
Hath God said, if you be the Son of God.
Yeah, when Satan was tempting Jesus.
So it's a very common denominator between the enemy as he tempts.
And what did Jesus say back?
It is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
And that's how we answer back.
That's how we answer.
It is written,
and we believe it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So the litmus test for being God, God gave a test for being God.
Yes.
And he set the criteria for, and he said, it is knowing what is to come hereafter. And we see that in Isaiah 41, verse 23. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods. So he's challenging some people. You tell us what's going to happen. We'll see if you're God or not. And then he gave us what is the witness to his word.
Uh-huh.
And in Isaiah 43, it's a wonderful chapter. You should read the whole thing. But we're just going to pick out verses 12 and 13. We're going to pick it out in the Amplified Classic.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So this is, God has witnesses to his word being true.
Mm-hmm.
God himself set who those witnesses are, that his word is true. There are witnesses in the earth of God and his word. And who are they? Shelley, read, please, Isaiah 43, 12 and 13 in the Amplified Classic.
I have declared the future and have saved the nation in times of danger. And I have shown that I am God. When there was no strange and alien God among you, therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yes, from the time of the first existence of day, and from this day forth, I am he. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who can hinder or reverse it?
Now, in Isaiah 43, he's speaking of Jerusalem, Judea, Jerusalem. You are my witnesses. The Jews are his witnesses in the earth, that he is God. Now,
that reminds me of, was it the Dreis? No, Israel? How do you pronounce his name? He was British. And the queen asked, or someone asked.
Oh, Disraeli.
Disraeli. That's who it is.
Mm-hmm. He was the Jewish prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, can you tell me proof of God in a small
nutshell?
He said, the queen, your majesty, I mean, he said to the queen, He said, "Your Majesty, the Jew." Uh-huh. That's proof that God is God. Now, God's word concerning the Jews has to come to pass. Now, and God's word, every word from kiver to kiver, this from is one book,
yes,
from Genesis to Revelation. You can't take it in two parts. There are people that don't want to even look at what the Old Testament prophet said. But Shelley, you're not even going to know what's going on in this day if you don't even look what the Old Testament
it's so
prophet
true.
Said. So all of God's word has to come true. He's made amazing prophecies to the Jews. Now he's made an amazing prophecy and prophecies concerning the coming of the Lord. Acts chapter 1, verse 9, Shelley, please.
"And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven."
You know, Shelley, this is talking about when Jesus went out on the Mount of Olives. He's been walking among them after his resurrection for 40 days. And so he goes out to the Mount of Olives, and they're all there with him, and he's taken up into the cloud. He goes up. And here are these, I don't know if they're angels or, anyway, all we know is they're heavenly beings, and they're
yes.
wearing white. And they just don't understand those men on earth, but I don't understand those angels.
Right.
Because what in the world would you do?
Yeah.
If you just saw him rise up and disappear, and they say,
"Ye men of Galilee,
yeah,
what in the world?
Why are you standing here gazing up into heaven?
Yes.
Well, what else would you do? My goodness gracious sakes alive."
Right.
So anyway, then they say, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go."
That's a big clue.
That is. So he's going to come in like manner. Actually, it's going to be very, very like manner, Shelley. He's first going to meet us in the air in the rapture of the church. And then he'll come back 7 years later, earth years later, and he'll put his feet down right on that very mount where he went up.
Mm-hmm. So separate appearings.
My point right here is he left from the Mount of Olives. He's going to come back to the Mount of Olives.
Yes.
His feet went up from the Mount of Olives. His feet are going to come back and stand on the Mount
exactly.
of Olives. How do we know that? Zechariah 12, Zechariah 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's coming. He himself told us he's coming.
Yes.
And in Revelation 22, 6 and 7, Shelley.
"And he said unto me, These things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly."
Now, Jesus is saying this.
"Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book."
Okay, so we have the witness of those two heavenly beings. He's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Jesus himself saying it.
In Revelation,
In
yes.
Revelation, the very last chapter. Now read verse 12, please.
"And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last."
Now, if you were a 3BI student, you'd know that he didn't speak Greek. He didn't say, "I'm the Alpha and Omega." He said, "I'm the Aleph and the Tav," which is the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So, but he did say, "I'm coming quickly. I'm everything from beginning to end. I'm coming quickly." And now, lest you didn't get that, this is the third time in the same chapter, verse 20.
Same chapter of Revelation 22. "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen." Even so.
This is what we say. Let's read it together.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come.
The grace of our Lord
yes.
Jesus Christ be
with you all. Amen.
So he's coming. There's a promise of his coming. It has to be kept. The promise and evident return of Yeshua is the most powerful, earth-changing, future-changing event on God's calendar. And Satan is fighting for his very survival. He is fighting every hint of its fulfillment. I was reading, Shelley, actually Brother Hagin had asked me to share 1988 camp meeting, and I was reading it today. Berta Bass had sent me the copy of it, you know, the transcription of it. And when Brother Hagin asked me to do that, he asked me to come to his office. He'd heard me preach in Minneapolis. And so he told me to come to his office, and you went with me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what he's going to say to me, but he says, I know these things are true that you teach. He said, but I'm not anointed to teach them, but you are. And he's talked to me about Israel. And then he took hold of that desk. He pulled himself up, pushed himself up. His eyes became like fire. And he said, Jesus is coming soon, and Satan is going to do everything in his power to stop it. I thought, this is real.
Yeah,
he's coming. Satan's doing everything in his power to stop it. He still thinks, for instance, we've mentioned Ezekiel 38 and 39. He still thinks working down through Iran, mm-hmm. which is Persia.
Yes.
Working down through Russia.
Oh, yeah.
He still thinks that he can blast them off the map. But I don't know. We may look at Ezekiel 38 and 39 next week.
I think that's a great idea.
But can't be done. Mm-mm. Because God's word is coming to pass. It's coming to pass in your life.
Yes, think about it.
And you know, whatever he put in that Bible for you, if he said, like for instance, he said, if you ask anything mm-hmm. according to my will, I hear you. And if I hear you, you have the petitions that you've made. Oh, my goodness, what faith you can have in your prayers.
Yes.
But praise God. Mark 11:23, you are going to have what you say.
Yes.
God said you would, mm-hmm. and you will, positive or negative.
Yes.
But whosoever shall say unto this fig tree, be thou removed, and mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass.
He shall have.
Now that verse begins with, King James Bible says, have faith in God or something like that. But actually, it's have the faith of God.
Absolutely.
In other words, have the God kind of faith. And here's how the God kind of faith operates. It believes, and then it speaks.
Two places.
In your heart and in your mouth. That's why, thank God, there are a lot of us who for some time have known we have what we say and watch our words. Shalom.
Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.